is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the show, 800-259-5791. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 68,000 posts for you to surf around through, and well over 1,000 people interacting there. It is all free at freetalklive.com. Also, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. That's you can get more information about the Free State Project at their website, freestateproject.org, or you can give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Go to freestateproject.org. Coming up, I've got an email from a gentleman in Sweden. And he's responding to something that I had requested the other night. I asked for somebody who supports the war in Iraq to contact us. Now, he supports the war in Iraq, and he considers himself a libertarian on top of that. So we're going to explore his ideas coming up, but first we go to the phones, to the fun, to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
How are you doing this evening?
Good, sir.
I'm good. I hope, Manwich, you're enjoying a nice cigar there.
Not in the studio.
Not in the studio.
Sensitive electronic equipment doesn't agree with smoke.
Oh, okay. Anyway, the other day, got in a heated argument with my fellow workers who they're both gay, and they're both talking back and forth about how the big drug companies are holding back a cure for HIV.
Really?
Yeah, they, very seriously. I got up and I said, you're kidding, right? Why would they be holding back a cure for HIV?
Yes, why would they?
Yeah, why would they? And I'm asking, okay, what earth reason would they be, will hold back a cure when they can make a massive amount, trillions of dollars off that, off this cure? And
sure.
They couldn't give me a straight answer. They just ignored my question.
Wow.
I was upset about it.
Did they have any evidence they were citing to, beyond just their personal belief that these companies are holding something back?
No.
So they just think that, oh, we're so technologically advanced, there must be a cure out there, therefore they must be holding the cure back.
Right. The drug companies are in this massive conspiracy to kind of keep the whole... withhold this from the gay community or something like that, you know. And I said, well, any group of people is holding back a cure for HIV, it'd be the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, no, you know, they're saying, oh, that doesn't really make any sense. Why would the government want to do that? You know, I was like, well, my God, where are you people from? But I mean, it was just.
Well, they're probably from Massachusetts.
Well, no, I'm being
right.
Facetious. But I mean, you know, it's like, you gave them, you know, all kinds of examples of different medications that have been held back for years.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about completely ignoring everything that I said, it was just like talking to thin air, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I just said, okay, I gotta, you know, use the, you know, to step back from this.
Yeah, it's like we were saying last hour with our emailer, you just have to bail out. You've made your points. Let it ruminate. Let it sit for a while, and then maybe, you know, maybe another month goes by, and maybe one of them will come up to you and say, "Hey, what was it you were saying about the FDA last month?"
Exactly.
That's all you can do. Some people are hopeless cases.
Yeah, and I took the good stance that I didn't get like, you know, insulting with them, you know, and everything. But I did, you know, and they were complaining about those drug ads on TV and everything. I said, well, what's wrong with that? They're trying to sell their product. So, well, is there a problem with them trying to sell their product? And, you know, they're just kind of, they just kind of mumbled away. And,
well, it's dangerous. Well, so are hamburgers.
You know, it's like, well, they're selling their product. That's their product. They're trying to sell it. And, you know, well, that's,
just don't take it.
That's bad.
Well, obviously, one part of, speaking of selling products, again, we were talking about selling liberty. One part of selling things is establishing rapport with the person that you're trying to sell with. I mean, making good eye contact, having similar body mannerisms, that sort of thing. You know, in this case, you're not a gay man, and you were trying to communicate with two gay men in this case. It'd be interesting to see what their response would be to a gay libertarian that was presenting the same information. I wonder if they would respond any differently.
I don't think you have to totally match your.
I'm just saying it would be interesting to see what their response would be to that.
Yeah, and I do know one who is a member of Outright Libertarians, which is a a gay libertarian group.
That's like right. How about the Pink Pistols?
Yeah, the Pink Pistols. He knows the guy. He was the founder of that.
Right on. Matthew, good call, man.
All right, have a good night.
Thanks, as always. 800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. Obviously, you don't have to be gay to communicate with gay people, but
sure.
I would, you know, do you think it would help? I would say.
I wouldn't. It couldn't hurt.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, whatever rapport and respect you've built with those individuals is going to help them take your information more seriously. A coworker will not necessarily take your what you have to say as seriously as a longtime friend might. With that, we go to the email box. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. This one came in from Sweden. Actually, we've got two emails from Sweden. We'll start with the one about Iraq, because we specifically asked for people to contact us if they thought the war on Iraq was justified. And believe it or not, Mikhail actually does. He says, I got somewhat upset when you were talking about Iraq. You said that you would like to hear from someone who supported the war in Iraq. Well, here's your response. I supported the war in Iraq from the beginning and still do so today because of my libertarian values and principles.
Huh?
As I interpret the role of government, it's to protect the rights of its citizens. A state does so by primarily offering police services for fighting crime, courts for settling disputes in a civilized fashion, and a military to defend the nation against aggressors. That is a government's only job. It does not exist to violate people's rights. We have terrorists and other thugs to do that. Based on this, I believe that the war in Iraq was justified. Let me tell you why. Looking at Saddam's history and power, he's used weapons of mass destruction against innocent people. That we do know. We also know that Saddam Hussein has no problems with attacking other nations. The Kuwait example shows that.
It's alleged, and there's evidence that, in fact, we gave Saddam the go-ahead to invade Kuwait.
Yeah, that's not just an allegation. That's actually evidence
there's
on
proof.
The record.
Yeah.
He actually checked with us first. He said, hey, I'm gonna invade Kuwait. You know, they're going to have a problem with that, are you? Oh, no!
Go ahead.
Go right ahead. You have our blessings. And so, yes, he did invade Kuwait. But
he attacked Iran, but then again, we put him in power for that.
But besides that, oh, you history buff, you. But besides that, we know that he, on several occasions, refused weapon inspectors to do their job and see whether or not he was in the process of disarming.
Felt like he was the, you know, ruler of a nation.
Yeah.
And it just didn't feel like he should have to have UN inspectors crawling all over the place. That's probably what he felt like.
Right, maybe he's
I'm not saying that's the right feeling, it's just what he had.
Well, maybe he's like some of the people in this country, like us, that feel like the UN's just a bunch of bureaucrats sitting around discussing things, and they're a useless organization, and how dare they suggest that they have any sort of control over him? If Iraq is a sovereign nation, as every other nation is a sovereign nation, who are these people? So I have to say, I understand how he feels, if that's how he felt, on that particular one. So Mikhail continues. He says, to me, the state would have to choose the second alternative. Oh, excuse me. Now tell me what the governments of the world should do when faced with these facts. Simply do nothing and hope that the madman would not try to start World War III or remove...
With what? Now, you see, this is...
Weapons of mass destruction.
Well, this is... I love the blurring of the weapons of mass destruction. Are we talking about chemical warfare? Are we talking about biological warfare? Mm-hmm. Are we talking about nuclear weapons? Because the reason we went in was nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. That was it. It wasn't weapon. I know they use the WMDs to talk about the... But we went in for nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
It was the yellow cake allegations that the Bush administration made. Lies or not. Not sure. Still not sure. But we went in for nuclear weapons.
Because you can't start World War III with chemical weapons. That's for darn sure. You could start a little border tiff with it. We'll come back with more. Mikhail says he's a libertarian. Well, we'll find out. 800-259-5791.
There's lots of libertarians for the war.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're real libertarians. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least. Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the airwaves if you want to. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there with literally dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And not just any old photo, but a photo specifically taken for Free Talk Live. And in this photo that they have specifically taken for our show, they are proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. And the way they do that is by holding up some evidence. And usually that means a handmade sign that references the show or perhaps references one of the personalities on the show. And that way, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are who you claim to be. Because we don't want somebody sending in a fake picture, which has been done, and we have caught them. And there actually is a hall of shame on the Shrine of Female Listeners for you to take a look at and see who has fooled us in the past. But there you go.
The hall has the shrine has a hall in it. Does it have any other halls?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
We got to see if there's any more halls to the shrine.
You could go there at freetalklive.com and take a look-see. All right. So we're in the middle of an email from Mikhail. He lives in Sweden, and he's explaining to us how it is that as a libertarian. He believes he's a libertarian, that he supports the war in Iraq. And I just don't think you can be a libertarian and support the war in Iraq. And I'll explain why that is in a moment. But let's continue with the rest of his email.
Well, what's the just before, you know, to sort of back up your statement, not that I really agree. I think that certainly the Libertarian Party should take anyone who believes in smaller government. But what is the vow or the oath that you take when you join the Libertarian Party?
I don't support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals.
Mm.
I don't advocate or support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. That says that I think that things should be done voluntarily. If you want something done, if you have a political or social goal, you should be able to achieve that goal by persuading people instead of taking stuff from them, taking their money at gunpoint.
Well, you know, and this is what I would say to McHale on this issue, is I do support anybody who attacks the United States to go after them whole hog. That's how I feel about it.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think we should use the military for. But I think that in the case of the Middle East, is we've been screwing around in the Middle East for the last 100 years, since the end of World War I, when the Ottoman Empire finally fell, and we've been screwing around there. I kind of get why those people are angry with us. It's foreign policy is the reason that we had airplanes flown into the World Trade Center.
Yes,
I'm not saying we deserved it, that the American people that died in it deserved it, but the American government's certainly been screwing around in those people's business, and they're probably exporting their war. They're fighting against us because they feel like we're supporting tyrants in their homeland. Like, for instance, King Fahd. I think that just the name of King Fahd is probably pretty annoying to a lot of Saudi Arabians.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy who's going to be in power for, you know, till he dies, and he did.
Right.
And now his son's going to be in power, I think it's his son, one of his many sons, is going to be in power until he dies. That's
some
what kings do.
Despot.
And that's how what they've got. They've got sheiks ruling in Kuwait. The mm-hmm. Middle East is full of monarchies.
How about Africa?
Yeah.
How about all the tyrannical people there?
Well, and we support all these governments. We give them money. You know, we're supporting Africa. We're giving them money. We're supporting the Africans. They're starving over there. No, we're not. We're giving the money to their governments.
Yeah, and they're buying Lexuses and pimping their rides.
Absolutely. So that's, you know, in my opinion, we should step back from what we have, which is evil foreign policy. Sorry, mm-hmm. but it really is evil foreign policy. It's our government trying to do what it takes to get one over on the rest of them. And if we've got to, you know, pay off this despot here, that's cool. You know, we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
We should back off of our evil foreign policy and then, you know, retract our troops from all the countries that they're in.
All the 700-plus military bases.
And then we can attack anybody who attacks us. Then we'll be in the right.
But he's saying, Mikhail is saying that, well, he has weapons of mass destruction, and that could theoretically be used against us someday.
Nuke him till he glows. You know? Let him attack us, and then we attack back. That's what it means to be a libertarian.
You know, why think about this. Why didn't he use his weapons of mass destruction? I mean, if you want to believe that he still has them in some secret underground bunker that we just haven't come across yet.
Well, he was in a secret underground bunker.
Yes.
Of course, it was just a little hole in the ground.
He was being invaded by the United States military. I mean, he must have known at a certain point that, okay, all the fun's over, I better go run and hide. I mean, there was a certain point at which mm-hmm. he decided, I'm not going to be the ruler of Iraq anymore. I better go now. And at that point, why didn't he decide to, call up his Republican Guard or whatever they were called and say, you need to bring out the weapons of mass destruction and kill these infidels? Why didn't he use them?
That's a good question.
I mean, if I was a ruler of a sovereign nation and some other country was coming in to attack me, you better believe I'm going to pull out the big guns.
And the fact is, so many nations have nuclear weapons, biological weapons, chemical weapons. We're not invading them.
No.
You know, the fact we do not invade nations that have nuclear weapons. The United States doesn't do it.
Of course not.
Sure, we're going to
suicide.
And so, can anyone, there's lots of other nations, Kim Jong-il probably has, it's certainly working on, if he doesn't have, a nuclear weapon. I don't understand. Why Iraq?
Politically convenient, I suppose. Let's go to Corey, maybe he can answer that. Why Iraq, Corey? Corey in Minneapolis, on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Corey, in Minneapolis.
No, I'm on. Okay.
Hey, you are here. Why Iraq?
I actually don't know. I mean, I've heard so many motivations, whether it's oil or politics or a reaction from 9/11, because people still think that there's a connection between 9/11 and Iraq.
And not one has been shown.
Even though Colin Powell even said that there's no connection.
Yeah, where are these terrorist training camps? I just want to see a photograph of a terrorist training camp.
Yeah, I was calling about weapons of mass destruction just
yes,
for a
sir.
Sec, because, I mean, I would argue that isn't the United States a weapon of mass destruction when we spend more money than the Axis of Evil and any of our wars that we're in, I mean, our enemies,
well,
I mean.
Well, I would certainly agree with that. I mean, there's certainly no doubt that we possess weapons of mass destruction. I mean, even if we as a nation aren't one, and I would think we probably are. The government is a weapon of mass destruction. But I mean, there's no doubt we have them, right? I mean, we've got all the weapons that they're not allowed to have, don't we?
Right. I mean, we can easily destroy any enemy. That's why I'm arguing, like, aren't we a weapon of mass destruction? Shouldn't we be worried about how much power we have, you know? But
we're good. Our politicians would only do good things with their power.
Right, right. I mean, when we went over and did the shock and awe, I mean, why would you consider Bin Laden's 9/11 shock and awe?
Indeed.
I mean, I certainly would.
It's all about the perspective, isn't it, Corey?
Yeah, it's all about the perspective. I mean, I hear things like the world changed on 9/11, but I know it didn't because we were bombed in 1993.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, we had ties with Osama bin Laden, and we were on the side of the Taliban, and we had been on the side of Iraq, you know, some decades, and then we're enemies again. I really think that it's time that we get out of these countries and we stick to what Thomas Jefferson said by saying that we should have, you know, honest friendships with all nations and tangling alliances with none.
I thought that was George Washington.
Oh, I thought that was Thomas Jefferson.
Nonetheless, great quote.
It'll
good
do.
Call, Corey. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Entangling alliances with none. Let's keep to ourselves, open the borders for trade, and that's all we need to have is just trade interactions with other countries, not troops. Because troops crossing borders, bad idea. Goods crossing borders, definitely a good idea. We'll come back with more. Your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agerica's Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agerica's Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agerica's Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agerica's Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives, the last 7 months' worth of the show. We give them away. Have we lost our minds, Manwich?
It's crazy. It's ludicrous.
Yeah. Actually, it's totally free. freetalklive.com.
Right archives there. So low, they're free.
Yes, right there on the front page of the website. And no rebates, none of that stuff. You just go and get them. freetalklive.com.
Pay now and we'll send you the check in the mail.
Sure we will. We're talking about an email we got from Mikhail because we asked for somebody to email the show who supports the war in Iraq. I mean, sometimes it's like pulling teeth getting people to disagree with us on the show, but Mikhail does support the war in Iraq. And as he says that he points out the weapons of mass destruction and the fact that Saddam Hussein's a dangerous man. And as you very excellently pointed out, man, which, well, what about all the other dangerous guys out there with weapons of mass destruction? Why are we only picking on one of them?
You know, there were supposedly 17 reasons that we went in, but really the American people were sold on yellow cake.
Yeah. Well, here's what he says in regards to Saddam. He says, what should the governments in the world do when faced with these facts and these evil people? Well, simply do nothing and hope that the madman would not try to start World War III or remove him from power and instead at least try to make Iraq into a democracy. And again, what's the big deal about democracy again? Isn't it just tyranny of the majority? Isn't it just two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner? Democracy is way overrated, Mikhail. Don't let them fool you with that, because democracy pretty much stinks.
Well, democracy won't work in Iraq because Iraq is a figment of our imagination. Some British guy drew a line in the sand right after World War One and called it, we'll call this, I think we'll call this one Iraq.
Yeah.
And so there it is. They split the Kurds down the middle, and they put the Sunnis and the Shiites together, and the Shiites outweigh everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The Kurds and the Shiites get together, and they got a big old coalition.
Great.
It's my prediction that it doesn't really matter what we do before we pull out. There's going to be a schism in Iraq, and the Kurds are definitely, in my belief, are going to go and build their own nation. Now, Bush made a deal with Turkey before the war so that we wouldn't do this. We wouldn't just split the nation and,
wouldn't want to do anything that makes any sense.
Yeah. Now, that's what's going to make sense. That makes more sense than anything, and it's what the free market is going to decide there.
Well, here's what Mikhail thinks should be done. He thinks the state would have to choose turning Iraq into a democracy and invading, because to get rid of Saddam and thereby protect both the American citizens, the other nation's citizens from harm. I didn't feel like I was being threatened by Saddam Hussein. Maybe I was wrong about that, but I don't feel like I'm being threatened by Saddam. I feel like the biggest threat to my freedoms is coming from my government. It's coming from the United States government, not anybody else in the world. Anyway, he goes on to say, a failure to do so would contradict the government's mission, which is to protect the rights of its citizens from their rights being violated. Now, that sounds really nice, and that's where it all breaks down for you, Mikhail. Because you call yourself a libertarian, and to be a libertarian, that means that you don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. You have to apply that principle at a certain point, and that point is the funding of the military. Because if it is indeed the government's job to protect its citizens' rights from being violated, at what point does that little responsibility kick in? I mean, does our own government is it in its mission to protect us from being violated by our own government? Because wouldn't you consider it a violation of your freedoms and your rights for the government to come and point a weapon at your face and say, Manwich, we need some money. We need some money right now. You better hand it over. Wouldn't that be a violation of your freedom? Because if you try to get away from the man with a gun, he might shoot you for running away from him and not handing over your money.
It's certainly a violation of my sovereignty.
Yeah. Well, these guys running our government have to get the money from somewhere to go out and do their little wars that you want them to do in these various countries. Of course, if they can't get enough of it from the people, they'll just go ahead and print some more of it. But in a real, in a government, in a world where we have a government that actually respects its constitutional job and its constitutional limits, we would have a government that that doesn't just print money. Because today they can just print as much money as they want and fund the wars with it. Doesn't matter what the people think. In a world where we have sound money, they'd actually have to really get the money from people, which means they'd have to be a little bit more violent about it, which means, well, what if I don't want to support your war? What if I don't want to pay for it? What if I disagree with it? I mean, there's certainly plenty of people in America that don't agree with the war. I would say a good 50% of them at least.
Well, we read a CNN poll last night that was like 82%.
Well, 82% wanted us to withdraw. But in the very beginning, still a good chunk of America didn't agree with the war. How is it as a libertarian, Mikhail, how is it you can justify taxing them at gunpoint to pay for something that you want the government to do? How can you be a libertarian and take that position? This is why I say it's impossible for somebody to really be a libertarian and to support any war. Especially the so-called preemptive garbage that we're involved in right now. A defensive war, if somebody actually came here and attacked America, as you were talking about before, Manwich, you would support the war in that case, right? If somebody came here and attacked our people for real with a military force, you would support using military force back against them.
I would.
And I would venture to say that you'd probably, if you were asked to, you'd probably pony up a little bit of your own money. I mean, if you really felt strongly about it, if your friends and family members were being killed and our military says, we need a little bit of extra money, man, which will you mind kicking in another $50 this month so we can buy some armor?
Buy some war bonds?
Whatever.
Like they did before, the IRS took over.
Yeah.
Would you do it? I absolutely would.
Shouldn't that be how we fund war? Shouldn't that be how, if you're going to have military adventurism, shouldn't it be funded voluntarily?
I think it should.
Yeah. Well, to support this war means you support involuntary taxation. And that's just unlibertarian, Mikhail. Sorry. He finally wraps up his email with a question. He says, doesn't America have a voluntary army? And if it does, wouldn't the argument that America needs to pull out of Iraq because soldiers are dying be pretty irrelevant? Yeah, that's an irrelevant argument.
It's sad that they're dying.
It's sad.
And some of them don't want to be there.
And that's one of the reasons why a lot of people are coming over to our side is because they're realizing, hey, wait a minute. Is this all really worth our sons and daughters' lives? Is this really worth it? Have I really derived a benefit? Do you feel a lot safer now that 2,000 kids have shed blood over there in Iraq, that 14,000 of them are injured now? Is the world really a safer place because of them?
I don't think so.
Was it worth it?
I think we're creating terrorists every day. There was an example of a female bomber there in Baghdad whose portions of her family had been killed, and that was the reason that she was going to do this act.
Well, you got nothing else to live for. You might as well take your own life and take a few people out with you. That's how they see it, and I don't blame them. He says, in this case, the troops fighting in Iraq would be there on a voluntary basis with all the consequences that follows, perhaps being killed. You're making a legitimate point. Yeah, they did join the military, and they must have known there was a chance they'd get sent to war by joining the military. But nonetheless, that doesn't justify military adventurism. That doesn't justify nation building. And by the way, George Bush promised that he wouldn't nation build. Oh, those campaign promises, they change their mind on that stuff all the time.
No big deal.
Yeah. 800-259-5791, coming up. It's International Hour on Free Talk Live. We've had Mikhail's email from Sweden. We got an email from New Zealand we're going to come up to. And then if we have time, we've got another one from somebody else in Sweden. So this is your show, of course. You can chime in with your phone calls, 800-259-5791, and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Inside Hour 2, here till 10 o'clock Eastern, you can take control of the phones. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Updates are there. If you want to be kept up to date with what's going on with the show, you'll be the first to know via your email box if you're on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com, updates.freetalklive.com. With that, we go to the phones, to the fun, to Walt in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Well, God bless you guys. You know, I try not to call into any of the shows repeatedly, but, boy, you guys really got my dander up tonight.
Oh, good, Walt. What's on your mind?
Well, I opted out of the income tax because, number one, it's illegal. Okay,
indeed.
I swore an oath.
Hey, Walt, even if it was legal, would you really still want to pay it?
Well, let me put it this way. People that are listening, you people need to wake up. You pay 62% approximately of all of your income in taxes.
Different kinds of taxes.
Now, what could you do if you just got to keep half of the money you make?
The wealth that we could create in this country would be fantastic.
Okay, and another thing, you talked about what if our country was attacked. Now, you guys know who Alex Jones is, and he's a personal friend of mine. Anyway, the bottom line is, he had a guy on the other day, I forget who it was that was talking about. Well, in fact, Jeff Rentz had a guy on the other night that was talking about it, too. Same thing, after last night, after you guys went off, that was talking about like some 500 to 800 people have been killed along the border, American citizens, FBI, Border Patrol agents, what have you. And the media doesn't report on this. Why? Because they're bought and sold just like our politicians are. You know, we got
okay.
The best politicians money can buy. Anyway, the bottom line is our country is being attacked.
What do you mean?
Who's attacking?
Well, people are coming across our border all the time.
And doing what?
Well, there's been 500 to 800 people killed, according to these reports that I've heard on
okay.
Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones.
How were they killed?
Shot.
Is it an
RPGs?
Organization? Is it the Mexican military that's coming across the border? I mean, I guess
it's the Mexican military providing security for both coyotes and the drug runners.
Well, wouldn't you agree that if we ended the war on drugs, we'd solve the whole drug running problem?
Well, you know what? This is the thing. We've had a war on poverty, a war on drugs, a war on illiteracy, a war on everything else, you know, and everything just continues to get worse.
Yeah, that's right.
I agree. You know what? I am not for drugs. I think if you do drugs, you are an absolute idiot or worse. But,
oh, drat. I've smoked a lot of marijuana in my time, Walt. You
well,
think I'm a dum-dum?
I've done a little bit myself, but the bottom line is this.
Okay.
I think we need to legalize drugs. That'd break the Federal Reserve Bank. Because
really?
They're laundering all the money.
Well, that's interesting, no doubt. I mean, if we legalize drugs, if we decriminalize drugs, one thing's for sure, Walt, the deaths and the destruction that comes along with having prohibition would come to an absolute halt. All of the people that are dying as a result of crossfire from gang warfare, which only exists because of the drugs. Because think about it, what would the mafia traffic in if they didn't have drugs and prostitution and gambling?
Well, obviously, yeah. There you go. And
what would
the
they? What? There'd be nothing. They'd be dead. The mafia would be worthless if there was no prohibition.
And who is the mafia? I tell you what. As a retired Marine working in military intelligence, I see the mafia as the people we got up in the White House. Up in the White House.
I agree with that. Our
I mean,
friend Harry
guys,
Brown.
I'm going to tell you, those guys. I can go out here to jail and meet some guy that I don't even know. And I'll bet you that guy is cleaner than these pieces of garbage we've got up in D.C.
Probably right. There's a good chance. Actually, man, what you had a story tonight, and we're not going to have time to get to it, but just to basically recap it, you had a story about a guy who was on death row, put to death. Now it's coming out that he probably was innocent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's probably a good chance that the person's totally clean that you would meet in jail.
Well,
thanks for the...
Know,
huh?
You know, here's the thing.
Yes.
Here's the whole thing. You look at these guys. We've got this black box voting. Do you know about that, the electronic voting machines?
Yeah, there's some interesting allegations about the voting machines that basically suggest that it's all rigged. It's very interesting.
Well, and I'll tell you what. From what I know, guys can pull up in a black Suburban, and whoever's supposed to win that election, you know, you've moved files in your computer.
Mm.
Well, bingo. There you go.
It's certainly questionable, and there's no doubt. But either way, I mean, Republican, Democrat, whoever wins, things are getting worse.
By the way, I voted for Michael Perutka for the Constitution Party.
Yikes.
Why? Because, well, I believe in the Constitution for the United States.
Yeah.
I don't like the libertarian stance on abortion and some of the other things.
It really did split the party.
Abortion to me is murder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know what? We don't have time to get into that.
I know. But we need to bring our troops home and put them on the border. That's what we need to do.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about the putting it on the border thing. I think we should open the borders and end welfare. How do you feel about that?
Oh, we ought to end all this government stuff.
Yeah, well, if we ended welfare, there'd be no reason
to get everybody out of our lives.
There'd be no reason to put anybody on the borders if there was no welfare for anybody to come here and get.
Welfare,
don't you think?
Food stamps, all that stuff. You got that right. Buddy.
End it all.
I guarantee you. Just
all right,
end it all. If you can't make it on your own, you know, then go pick up beer cans on the side of the road.
That's right. That's how this country was supposed to be.
You're supposed
to be able to come here and have opportunity. But now with this big government, they've eradicated all of the opportunity.
Well,
thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791. You know, he mentioned the Constitution Party.
He mentioned a lot of issues.
Oh, yes, he did. And I wish we had time to get into them, but we don't. The Constitution Party, they're pro-freedom on some issues, but on other ones, they are downright frightening. Even Walt said he wanted to end the war on drugs. Hey, Walt, you should check the Constitution Party's platform out on the war on drugs. They are big war on drug supporters. They are anti-freedom in a lot of areas. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. If you make the call now, we'll be able to slip you in here before we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern and see you in here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, archives, bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, and more, all for free, and it will continue to be free. Though we'd like you to support the show voluntarily, that's why we've created the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. About 125 of our listeners so far, man, which have become Free Talk Live amplifiers. And there are some perks involved, and you can get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. But essentially, the long-term goal of the AMP project is to, well, promote our show, number one, get the show on more radio stations, get more people on listening to Free Talk Live on their internet, on their MP3 players. And it's all happening because of people coming to amp.freetalklive.com and contributing $3 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're asking for, $3 a month. If you think this show is worth a couple cups of coffee every month, you need to go to amp.freetalklive.com and join the program. Because once we get to 50% of our goal, and we're at about 9% right now, so we get to 50%, we'll cut back 2 minutes per hour of commercials. Just slice them right off of the show. And then when we reach 100%, we'll slice another 2 minutes of commercials per hour out of the program. That's a 25% reduction in commercial time. Because we're serious about bringing you more Free Talk Live and less commercial time.
Yeah, we want to talk more.
amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the New Zealand email, Manwich.
All right. Dear Manwich in my country, New Zealand, we're into basketball and softball, but rugby is the major sport. Last week, our Prime Minister, Helen Clark, flew to Dublin before attending APEC, I don't know what that is, in South Korea. Thanks to the Prime Minister and the government shoring up the New Zealand Rugby Football Union bid, New Zealand will now host the prestigious World Cup rugby tournament in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
This is a huge deal, and we are and we Kiwis are very happy. However, on my super libertarian podcast, it's called NZB3, and he says that NZB3 means New Zealand be free in, like, computer speak.
Neat.
Yeah, well, I guess it does. I made the point that this silver lining has a cloud. This isn't the free market. Every time something big happens, the government has to be involved. When we were made the Lord, when we made the Lord of the Rings, we had a government minister of the Lord of the Rings. They had
really?
A government minister, the minister of the Lord of the Rings, and
for real?
Yeah. And now they're going to have a rugby minister too. So I'm visiting.
Does the Lord of the Rings production company have to pay for the government person's salary, or was it
probably a taxpayer thing? I'm
strange.
Certain. I'm visiting Melbourne right now, which is due to host the Commonwealth Games next year, and it's it too is swimming with state fingers in the pie. I hope to podcast about this next week on the New Zealand Be Free show, but I don't know yet what to say. But that seems to be the way that it goes these days. You can't host an international event like the Olympics, Commonwealth Games, or the Rugby World Cup unless your government steps in to compete with the other wannabe host nations.
Well, yes, when there's money to be had, there's going to be government bureaucrats mm-hmm. showing up and trying to take control.
You know, but if you build a real capitalist utopia, well, people will beat a path to your door. Now, you have to get it up and running. I mean, certainly there could be a couple of decades of ramp-up time where you wouldn't get your, you know, the Rugby World Cup or the mm-hmm. Olympics coming to town because all the other governments, these really official organizations have been vying for it. But at
sure.
some point or another, the Olympic committee is going to say, screw that. We're going to go with, you know, where this,
go
this
to the,
great
go
place.
To New Freeland or
yep.
whatever they're calling
right.
it. Yeah. No doubt about it. And maybe that'll happen in New Hampshire one of these days, in the free state. Hey,
hope
we're done
so.
For tonight, Manwich. It's been in here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll join you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And we want you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier, amp.freetalklive.com. It's the best thing you can do to help spread this show and thereby liberty and freedom all around the world. Amp.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking...